Radiotopia.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, my name is Tom Link, and in 1989, I was attending Monta Vista Junior High School in Camarillo, California. It's about an hour north of Los Angeles. And yeah, suburbs in the house. Raise the roof.
As a middle schooler in the late 1980s, Tom desperately wanted to fit in with his peers. Unfortunately,
I stuck out like a sore thumb.
A sore thumb that posed for his class photo with a
pube stash. Why didn't someone tell me to shave it?
It didn't help that his taste in music didn't exactly match the taste of other boys in class.
Some of the stuff I listened to, really macho, intense stuff, like Bette Midler, specifically the Beaches soundtrack when it finally came out.
For Tom, times were rough.
People were calling me things like nerd burger, band fag, cocksucker, gay lord. Which in retrospect sounds so fun. My lord, who's gay?
Not surprisingly, Tom found solace in other kids who felt different.
So my friends were outcasts, and I had a huge crush on my friend Carrie, and she was also second chair flautist in the band with me. And then sadly, she had a medical condition called cystic fibrosis, which meant that a lot of our hanging out was not like on the playground or by the lockers, but it was in a hospital room.
Tom had Carrie in his corner, but that didn't stop him from wanting everyone else there too. So one day, Tom devised an elaborate and admittedly circuitous plan to win over his classmates. He'd write songs, and with luck,
I could then send them to the people I was obsessed with, Cher, Bette Midler, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and then they would record those songs and they would sell millions. I would be rich, and then I would win awards and get a Grammy.
From PRX and Radiotopia, I'm Dave, and this is Mortified. And today in the show, meet a middle schooler who becomes convinced he will finally impress the other kids at school if he can just write a hit song.
And like many great composers, the first song I wrote was a love song inspired by Cher. Basically, Michael Bolton and Jon Bon Jovi wrote all the songs on her Heart of Stone album, so I was deeply inspired by that. And I was yearning to be with Carrie, and I was like, it was this huge problem to me. I felt like I was stuck, and so I wrote a song about that called Love is Hard to Do. I look back and say, I should have given you another chance. I look back and say, I wish that I could have given you a second look. Instead, I was stuck in a love that wasn't true. And now I'd wish I had gone for you. Did anyone say that love was easy? If they did, it makes me queasy. My love was for you. The pressure was for her and I. Instead, you love me. Oh, and I loved it too. Love is hard to do. Love is hard to do, and I wish that my love had been with you. 'Cause love is a tender ballad. So I still, months go by, I'm still stuck with this girl who I talk on the phone and see at youth group and hold hands with sometimes. And I was really stressed out about that. And I knew I was meant to be with Carrie. And everyone at school was making fun of her and making fun of me. And they were still calling me prude fag and pussy and again, the gay lord. And I desperately wanted to escape my problems, and I finally did. I discovered a band that changed my life, the B-52s. And I wrote this song. I fully intended to mail this to them and that they would record it as well. And so this is called Dive Into the Sea. As I sail out to the sea, I look at the land behind me. I wish I could get away from it all. The traffic, smog, and shopping malls. I see a world so simple, a world so strong, a world so large but small. I sing this song. Dive into the sea, dive into the sea. Swim away from all my troubles, from all my fears, all my problems and all my tears. Dive into the sea. I look up ahead and what have I seen? A fisherman boat that crushes my dreams. I am a dolphin! The net is my enemy. Will this be the end? No, the fisherman sets me free and I swim back into the deep blue sea. I realize there is hope for even the world and me. Dive into the sea! Yes, that tiny person was singing all of this.
You're listening to part one of Tom Lank's Unsung Anthems on the Mortified podcast. Coming up, find out if Tom's music helped him dive into a sea of happiness as his story approaches its, well, crescendo. And if you enjoy what you're hearing, we hope you'll consider subscribing to the show or sending this episode to a friend. Do you like the stories you hear on the Mortified podcast? See it live! We've got upcoming shows in cities across the country. This week, you can catch us in Baltimore and Los Angeles. This spring, you can catch events in Portland, San Francisco, Oakland, Austin, Chicago, Brooklyn, DC, and more. Get your tickets at getmortified.com.
So about a year later, Carrie and I are in high school, and There are so many assholes at Camarillo High School. The mall had not been built yet, so they were had nothing to do but be mean to us, apparently. And everyone's still calling me a fag, and I secretly, now I'm starting to think I am one, and I'm having strange feelings, and I still have the mustache, and hanging out with Carrie when I started volunteering at the hospital, and I would go wash dirty surgical instruments covered with blood. That's safe for a child to do. Sanitize them, and then you would have surgery. Okay. So when I was at the hospital, I would go and hang out with Carrie, and just being with her and hanging out in her hospital room, it became kind of a safe haven for me. And so then around the same time, I continued my songwriting, and I wrote another B-52 song called Different Makes a Difference. I'll let you infer what that is about. Okay. I am terrified to play piano and sing at the same time. This is a lot, people. Okay. Woo.
Be yourself, don't hide inside. Help yourself, don't live a lie. Do what you do best, even if people protest. Being different is okay by me. Strange, weird, shy, even obesity. Don't let anyone get in your way of being you. Don't listen to what they say. 'Cause different makes a difference. Yeah, baby. A difference makes a difference. Yeah, baby. Different makes a difference. Yeah, being you. Weird, hyper, and talented too. You don't have to be perfect. You can't even be shy. Don't let people poke your dream in the eye. 'Cause different makes a difference. Yeah, baby. A difference makes a difference. Salt and pepper breakdown. Ready, go. 7, 8. A weird, wacky, a wonderful, witty, super sexy. You don't have to take pity. Cool, clumsy, crazy too. Strange, silly, you gotta be you. Strange, weird, outrageous too. It all makes a difference, and the difference is you. 'Cause different makes a difference. Yeah, baby. A different makes a difference. Yeah, baby, a different makes a difference.
So around sophomore year, Carrie's condition was getting worse, and her family decided to move to Oregon because there was better air quality, and she could work on her treatments there. And I really missed her, and at the time, I really wondered if we were supposed to be more than friends. And recently I found a letter that she wrote me junior year. So I just want to read you some of that. So this is September 25th, 1992. For the longest time, I've liked you all the way up to when I left for Oregon. I felt closest to you when we would go to the hospital and you would visit me. When we were there talking and we'd walk around the first story. You're the only man who liked me for who I was, the only man who looked past my physical features to find my heart and personality. You're the only man who looked past my lengthy hospital stays and treated them as part of a daily routine. I thank you for that. What I'm trying to say here, Tom, is that now that we are hundreds of miles apart, I'm missing you, both as a friend and as a possible boyfriend. And every time I sit in the living room feeling lonely or sad, I look to the picture of you and I at homecoming. Seeing how happy we were makes me wish we were still only feet apart. I miss you, Tom, and please don't stop writing. I like hearing from you. Love, Carrie. Sadly, being different didn't make a difference in my own life. I never shared these songs with anyone until there was a live studio audience. So thank you for being here. I never won a Grammy. I never fit in. I did finally shave that mustache, though. It does make me feel better knowing that I did make a difference in someone else's life. And I'd like to dedicate the rest of the song to this, to the memory of Carrie, a friend who finally helped me fit in. Different makes a difference, yeah, being you. Weird, hyper, and talented too. You don't have to be perfect. You can't even be shy. Don't let people poke your dream in the eye. It makes a difference. Different makes a difference.
Was Tom Lank at a Mortified event recorded in 2014. He was joined on stage by our house band, the Mortified After School Orchestra. And if you enjoyed Tom on our podcast, be sure to check out his two podcasts, Undressing the Witcher and Undressing Bridgerton. Two shows about TV, which makes sense since Tom is actually somebody you might know from TV. He co-hosts both podcasts with Felicia Day, his co-star from the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And this concludes our celebration of One Boy's Middle School Anthems, where we learned the sea is full of creatures that swim right up to you and declare,
I am a dolphin!
Everything shared on today's show was true. No embellishing, no exaggerating, just God-given awkwardness. Of course, if you're craving more mortification, today's episode pairs wonderfully with episode 106, Let's Start a Band, featuring special guests Sylvan Esso. And did you know we make stuff other than this podcast? We do. Visit getmortified.com to get your hands on other great Mortified gifts, including our three Mortified books, official t-shirts, or even our super fun party game. And if you're a parent or an educator, we also make a podcast for kids age 9 to 13 called Ooh, You're in Trouble. Two seasons filled with amazing stories designed to make kids laugh and think. For companies wishing to reach kajillions of listeners with remarkable taste on this very podcast, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. This series is a team effort. Our podcast production team for this episode includes Joey Fishground, Neil Ketcher, and myself, Dave Nadelberg. End credit music by Snakes. Additional thanks to all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work make the stage show possible. This has been a Mortified Media production for Radiotopia, a network from PRX. Until next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we are fragile, and we all survived.